Arch Obler's plays. On the winds of the night, we bring you a story whispered in the night.
We are ready. Our manpower is ready. Our youth stands ready. A vital youth that has been tried and tested in the proving grounds, even as our armaments have been tested. A youth that understands the meaning of discipline, order, dynamic obedience to the leader and to the state. A youth that laughs with all of us at the weak decadence of democratic liberalism. A youth that lives, dares, does. The sky is seeing with the wings of courage and daring, bringing a truer civilization and liberty to people who wait for it eagerly and with hope. Yes, I repeat, even now, the sky is seeing with the wings of daring and ambition and glory.
Otto.
Yes, Captain?
Isn't that the village?
No, I don't think so.
It is, I tell you.
But, Captain, the order says the village was won by a water hole. I see no water down there.
What is the difference?
For the orders.
I'm giving your orders. Drop down 500 feet. I don't want to miss the beggars.
As you say, Captain.
They're all the same anyway. What's the difference if it is another village? We need all our petrol to get back. All right. Level off. Hold it. Two little presents and home we go nonstop. I never disappoint a lady.
Should I keep circle?
Of course. Of course. This is the moment I like, Marlowe. My hand on the release lever. The leader is right. Power is the greatest thing in the world.
I know it is another village.
Marlowe, you're a fool. What difference does it make? The orders were to teach them a lesson. Well, one village is like another. Those beggars down there are the same breed. Hold it steady. The lesson begins. There. And again, climb!
The order said we were to machine gun the man.
Machine gun what? Two holes in the ground. Home, you old woman, and fast. She is very pretty, and not quite so big.
The contribution of our youth to the civilizing forces is one which all history will remember. It is an evidence of the revitalization of great ideals, the true ideals of power and force and the everlasting glory of righteous might. Youth, our glorious youth, flying free in its newfound purpose and nobility, We salute you!
Captain. Captain, wake up.
What do you want?
The wireless is not working again. If you were to take over, I will fix it.
All right. Fog, huh? Marlowe.
Yes, Captain.
When did the fog come up?
While you were asleep.
I do not like fog. Well, haven't you got that wireless going yet?
It is no use. Resistance burned out. There is nothing I can do. The fog grows thicker.
I have eyes, haven't I? Here. You. You take over.
I was expecting
Shut
that.
Shut your mouth. Here. Take over.
All right. Captain, do you remember the time in the Plaza of Heroes they gave you a medal because...
Stop talking. Put her up high.
Might as well. No clear sky down here. Is this high enough for you, Captain? Or does it make you dizzy?
Are you out of your head?
When the fog grows very thick, you lose your head, eh, Captain?
Shut your mouth. I order it.
I was remembering something else. 6 months ago, when the Minister of War made you the captain, remembering his speech, he said for courageous, skillful flying.
I warn you to stop talking.
For all these months, I wanted to ask you one question, Vittorio. Whose was the skill and whose was the courage? Yours? Mine.
When we are on the ground...
If we are on the ground, it will be with my skill. Mine. Look. The fog grows thicker and thicker. You can see with your own eyes. Thick fog. Our wireless dead. If I turn the plane over to you now, would you be as brave as the medal says you are?
Close your mouth. For the last time, I tell you.
The brave Captain Victoria, who never flies alone.
Shut your mouth.
In the sun, it is your mouth that dares. In the fog, it is mine. A frightening thing, the fog.
Here, Captain.
Like something alive that comes out of the ground and tries to pull flyers down to the hole in hell where they come
is
from.
Is there no way to close your mouth?
Why don't you blast a few holes now through the fog so we can see where we're going?
This is the last time you fly with me, Big Mouth. The last... Mouth. What?
Quiet.
Huh? Mallow, report this.
Cut the petrol.
What?
Petrol line broken. Close the valve.
Mallow, falling.
Get away from me.
Can't see anything. The fog.
Stop playing at me, you fool.
Shut up. Get me down. I don't want to die. I can't.
No, it's your mark. Leave me alone. The fog.
See, Yosin. We're crashing it. I won't die. I can't.
Wait. Look. What I saw. Yes. They are over land.
No. There is nothing in front.
There is land, I tell you. I saw it.
Yes. I see it. Oh, I am safe. I won't die. I will get down. I will.
Down.
We're down.
Yes.
I told you I would get you out of this. I told you. Marlow! Ahead! The wall!
Marlow!
Stop! The wall! Stop!
Victor. Victor.
What?
It's Marlow. Where are you? So dark. Oh. I see you. Bed next to me.
Marlow.
Victor. You all right?
My legs. Broke.
So, my own pain is less now.
Don't talk. Help.
No, Victoria. This honor is mine as well as yours.
Huh?
My legs, too.
You lie. You're all right. You want me to be in pain.
Stop it.
Jealous of my honors. You
Stop
always
it.
Were. You...
Stop it! Who wants to listen to you? I want to know where I am. I want to know how badly our ship was hurt when we got here. For long, I was unconscious.
May I have the pleasure of answering your questions, good gentlemen?
Who in
Marlow? Who's there?
I don't know. So dark.
My name, gentlemen, is Frederick Gibbon. Doctor of medicine.
Doctor?
Doctor? The doctor. My legs, the pain.
The pain is quite secondary, believe me.
But you must stop it. At once. I order it.
Order?
Yes, order. You don't know who I am. I'm Captain Victoria.
Wait. I assure you I know your identities quite well, good gentlemen.
What do you mean?
Your identification papers were quite in order. And now a little more light, perhaps?
Yes. Let us see you.
If you will pardon me.
No, stay. The pain.
Shut your mouth, will you? Our How can he help us until he brings light?
But the pain...
Pain. Did you expect to fall out of the clouds and wake up with the bands playing and a couple of women at your side?
I dare you.
You're a fool, Vittoria. Miracle happens to us. Smashing head on and then coming out of it with no more than broken bones. I tell you, it is a miracle.
The lights.
Oh,
that was, of course, only simple lanterns, but quite adequate, you will agree.
Doctor, whatever your name is, I am captain of aviation, an active duty for the command.
I told you, I know.
Then you know your duty. Set my legs. Do you hear me?
What is your business, gentlemen?
But you said you knew who I was. My identification papers. You said
it. Yes, I said I knew who you were. But what is your business, gentlemen?
Aviators. I'm captain of...
Yes, a captain. But what is your business, captain?
He wants to know what we do, Victor.
What is your business, gentlemen?
What is any aviator's business? To fly. But why do you stand there talking? My leg broken. Fix them.
Did you stop to fix the bones, Captain? After you dropped the bombs on them? What do you know of that? Your plane was smashed quite badly, gentlemen, but not completely. Yes, there were two miracles.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
That the crash did not kill either of you, and that one small messenger of your civilization that was strung to the belly of your plane did not blast you to death.
Bomb.
It fell to the ground undamaged, unbroken, all of its explosive virility quite intact inside of its metallic loins. Poetic, that, eh?
One of my bombs.
Yes. One of your bombs. Quite unhurt.
But I'm hurt. Do you hear me? Fix my leg. Stop the pain.
But why? We here are like you, gentlemen. If bodies are broken, if pain is given, we go our calm way. We do not stop. Good day, gentlemen.
Wait. Marlowe, make him wait.
Wait, Doctor.
Doctor, come back. You can't leave me. Come back. I'm hurt. In pain. Help me. Are you crazy?
Yes, Captain. Yes, indeed. I am.
All right, Victor. All right.
The pain.
It grows less and less. Pain cannot go on forever. My legs are quite numb now. Yours will become that way, too.
That devil.
Strange day, this, huh? You and I were born of the devil to smash up and have a crazy man come to our rescue.
What time is it?
Time? Who knows?
But crazy old fool! Why does he want to
do it? Do not stop asking me why again, Victor. All night I have been thinking those whys, and I know less than when I started. The man is crazy, that's all. When one is crazy, there are no whys.
He can't keep me here. Not me. I'll kill him.
Wait. Listen.
People.
Yes. Must be a street right below the window.
Get to the window, Marlowe. Get help.
If I throw something through the glass... Yes, the lantern.
No, stop.
Huh?
You'll bring that crazy devil up here.
It's our only chance.
No. He'll kill us. Do not throw it.
I will.
Hit it.
Yes, you did. Good, Mano. Good. Now, someone will come up here to help us. And that old devil. I will have him put away where he was. Huh? Listen. I threw something through the glass. And everything below becomes quiet.
Why should that be?
Quiet. Listen.
Like someone raising a ladder against the wall.
Yes.
Someone is coming. They help me.
Why a ladder?
You
think it's the crazy?
You must have heard the glass breaking. Climbing appears to laugh at us.
No, it can't be him. My legs. I've got to have help. Daniel, I'll scream.
Stop that! Look. Head coming up. Who?
No. No, it's not the crazy one. A girl.
Yes.
Come in, girl. Come in.
We need your help.
Yes, help. Call the police. Aviators. I am the aviator.
Come in, girl. We will not hurt you.
Don't sit there on the windowsill and stare at us, you fool. Don't you understand? I'm Captain Victor.
Wait, Victor. Wait. You frighten her. Come closer, girl. Closer. Look, my watch. I will give you this watch.
Pretty. You will give it to me?
Yes, of course he will. Give it to her, Marlowe. Here, girl.
Pretty. You have other pretty things for me?
Yes. Here. Rings. My rings. There. Take them. Get help. Get me out of here.
Pretty. Oh, pretty.
You simple little fool. Try to understand. Get me help.
Get me out of here.
Pretty things. I like pretty things.
We'll get you plenty of pretty things. Cover you with them. Just go back the way you came and get help for me. Quickly.
I had so many pretty things.
Yes, but hurry, girl. Go quickly. Get me help.
I want more pretty things.
In my pocket, huh? I'll see. Oh. Hurts on the move. I have nothing. Marlo, you give her...
Oh, you know I cannot move.
Pretty wings.
Yes, the wings on my tunic. You can have them. Here.
Pretty.
Now go. Do you hear? Go get help.
Will they take these away from me, too?
What is she talking about?
I don't know.
I had so many pretty things. They took everything away. All my pretty things. It dropped from the sky. And when it was gone, everything was gone. Everything was gone.
Stop crying. Who took what away from you?
From the sky. From the sky.
Marlowe. This one's crazy too.
Now, good gentlemen, it is time again to talk.
I'll kill you, I'll kill
you. You know, that's why I like you, Marlowe.
Well?
Your captain is so overly dramatic. Kill you, he says to me. It is quite foolish and unnecessary, don't you think so?
You devil, you keeping me here, not getting help. What are you trying to do? Cripple me for life.
I am doing nothing.
What are you going to do with us?
Money. I'll get you money. Just get me out of here. Money.
In this community, those silly little pieces of paper and metal are quite useless.
Ah, you're crazy.
True enough. But haven't either of you discovered the greater truth?
Truth? What truth?
That everyone in this community is crazy. Everyone.
Crazy?
Oh, yes, indeed.
It cannot be.
But it is.
No, you. You're the only one.
How many times must I say it? This is my community, and we are all quite mad.
Where are we?
Or normal. All depending on the viewpoint.
Where is this place?
That's my little secret.
Secret? What do you mean?
Quite a long way from your civilization. And a high wall circles us. Remember, your airplane crashed into it?
Oh.
You see, my dear gentlemen, a long time ago, the people of what was once known as the normal world decided that I wasn't quite normal, so they were going to put me away. But I escaped them. Oh, quite cleverly. And I decided to make a world of my own. That is, a world normal to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's simple. In a community where all men are mad, None are mad. Understand?
Get us out of here.
Quiet, Victor. Listen to him.
Yes, listen to me. What was I saying? Oh, yes. So I discovered this place, and I settled here. But after a while, I grew quite lonely. And I thought to myself, why shouldn't I find others like myself? People the... again, I use the phrase... people the so-called normal world called abnormal. But it was quite difficult to find enough of them and to get them to come to my little utopia. Until you fixed it.
We, madman? What have we to do with you?
I mean you and your kind. Remarkable how many people in this world became abnormal as soon as your sort began to... what is the word you use? Enlighten... oh, yes. Began to enlighten the world.
Marlowe... make him stop talking.
No, I want to hear him.
Yes, hear me out. Remarkable how many people became like I am as soon as the enlightenment of brutality and conquest and domination, and above all, the enlightenment of flying bombs came upon them. Oh, I soon had more than enough candidates for my little community. Yes, indeed.
You can't keep us here.
No, not me, you can't.
But you surprise me, good gentleman. This is the ideal place for you.
What does he mean?
I mean that here in my little crazy town, we live and love and kill as our fancy strikes, without even the necessity of slogans and catchphrases with which to quiet the conscience. Oh, you'll want to stay with us, gentlemen.
Not me.
No, I won't stay here, you crazy old devil.
But are you so different, gentlemen?
I'm sane.
And so am I.
But your business, Captain. Is it sane to fly the skies to bring death to creatures made in your own image? To kill women and children?
We do our duty.
No man has a duty beyond what he knows is right. And since you do what you do, it must be because you believe it is right to kill and destroy, with no more reason than the dictum of ambitious, power-mad men. So I assure you, gentlemen, you are one of us. And so you will stay.
No, you can't keep me here.
Against our will.
Yes, your legs will mend, so you must want to stay. For if you go and give away our little secret... that would be most unfortunate for the rest of us. Oh, it's very definite, good gentlemen. You must want to stay.
Not in a madhouse.
Not me.
Gentlemen, good gentlemen, you make me weary and angry explaining. I tell you, you and yours are like us. The Prince of Normal Men said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And you say, blessed are they that take with force. So how can you be normal?
If I had a gun.
A gun. Now, that's another thing. The Prince of the Normal said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And you say, blessed are the warmakers. Now, that proves that you're like us.
Stop it, it's out of here.
He said, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. But you are the persecutors, good gentlemen, so you are one of us. I welcome you. We all welcome you. Come in, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh? Who are they?
Tell us, who are they?
They are like you, the nobility of unreason. They have come to welcome you, gentlemen.
Hello. What? So dark. Leaving it. For hours.
The devil in hell, what is he up to?
Shut your mouth. If I go crazy, it will be you driving me to it.
He and those other crazy ones. Bringing us here and leaving us. Planning our death. I know it. Marlo, tell me. What are they up to?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know!
What's that?
What?
Someone came into the room.
No. No one.
Listen.
I hear.
Who's there? Who's there?
Woman.
Yes. Who are you? What do you want?
Victor, what is she saying?
I don't know. She... ah! What is it, what? Something in her arms.
I can't see anything so dark.
Oh, no.
Can't see anything so dark.
Oh,
I'm not afraid of her. The child. The child in her arms.
Oh.
Come closer, woman.
What do you want her for?
She can help us. Closer. Woman, closer. Woman, stop mourning to that child and listen. Listen. Help us get out of here, and we'll give you money. We'll give...
Victoria, what?
In her arms. Look.
I can't twist around my leg.
Woman, get away. Get away.
Victoria, what is it?
In
what?
Her arms.
You said that, child.
No. Woman, get away.
Tell me what?
Bomb.
Here, bomb.
Bomb. You have gone mad.
No. Now see for yourself, see.
What?
Oh! The bomb he stole us sent from our train without exploding.
Poor old woman, get out of here with that thing. Get out.
Get out with that woman, get out. You'll set it off. You'll get
no.
off.
No, wait. Yes. Wait, reason with her. Woman. Woman, what are you saying? Why do you carry that bomb?
Baby. My baby.
Baby. No. No, it's a bomb. Do you hear me? A bomb.
Baby.
Put it down. If it goes off, it will kill you.
My baby. My baby. Something fell from the sky that day.
Victoria. She's crazy, too.
Oh, this is my baby now.
No, 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 no.
My little baby.
No. Don't touch the percussion head. It will go off. Marlo, get up. Take it away from her.
My legs, I can't move.
No. No. Don't touch it, woman. Don't. Don't. Stop.
Tonight's play, Crazy Town, was especially written for radio by Art Obler and featured Edmund O'Brien, Charlotte Manson, Paul Stewart, John Brown, and Betty Kane.